Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Abigail Beckman in Colorado Springs. A wolf attack killed 8 sheep in Grand County, Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirmed this week. The incident is the largest depredation event confirmed in Colorado since the reintroduction of gray wolves in December. The Coloradoan reports the same farm has dealt with 2 previous wolf attacks this year, losing another sheep and 6 cattle. Ranchers and farmers across the state continue to call for lethal options to prevent wolves from killing livestock. Governor Jared Polis extended the state's emergency declaration for avian flu. The move added $3.5 million to help fight the disease. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Colorado will also be getting some federal help to tackle avian flu.
Democratic Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo says the CDC will provide federal funds to help protect farm workers from contracting avian influenza. $5 million will go to the National Center for Farm Worker Health to support outreach, and another $5 million will go to offer flu vaccines in the fall. The effort comes after Caraveo asked the Department of Health and Human Services to take additional steps to mitigate the bird flu outbreak among farm workers. Caraveo says she's encouraged to see the CDC take these steps. Colorado leads the nation in human cases of the H5 bird flu. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Firefighting continues in parts of the state, including the Northern Front Range. For details on conditions, evacuations, and road closures, come to CPR.org. Another hot and dry day in the forecast today, especially for Denver and Pueblo. This is CPR News and KRCC.